Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron DeSantis gets it. Here he is yesterday during a press conference talking about how to deal with the corrupt liberal mainstream media.
I am not deterred by any smear piece from these legacy media outlets. The only reason they're attacking her is because she does a great job, and she's very effective at calling out their lies and their phony narratives. And so whenever they're smearing somebody, you know that person is over the target. And so they're scared of that. I would be much more concerned with my press secretary if the Washington Post was writing puff pieces about her. Then I would think something. Legacy DC New York outlets is we don't care what you think anymore. We know you peddle narratives. We know you lie. We know you don't care about the facts. And so you can try to smear me or anyone in my administration all you want to. All that's going to do is embolden us to continue moving forward for the people of Florida. And so
he said the important part already. We don't care what you think anymore. Now, he's addressing the mainstream media there, the leftist media there, because they've been attacking his press secretary, Christina Pushaw, who's a wonderful lady. And DeSantis, Pushaw, and the rest just are unfazed, and that's why he comes out and he says, look, we don't care what you say anymore. Now, that is the correct leap to take right now, and he's landed safely on the stone. But there's still one more stone and one more leap to take to complete this process, because it's understanding that the leftist liberal mainstream media is the Democrat Party. They are Democrat Party activists. It's all one and the same. It's all one corrupt body of criminal behavior set to destroy America. That's their goal. That's why Obama's their leader. That's why he was influenced by the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers and Kathy Boudin, who people are starting to learn about now because of Chesa Boudin's recall. But see, once you realize that the mainstream media and the Democrat Party is all the same, and once you take that same approach of we don't care what you say anymore, we don't care what you think anymore, that's victory. That's the path to victory. Stop letting these liars, stop letting these crooks, stop letting these criminals, stop letting these scumbags dictate how we think, how we feel, based off the threats that they may have, or based off their big media, mainstream media hit pieces that they may put out. That's the correct approach to take mentally. We don't care what you say. We don't care what you print. We don't care what you think. You're the scumbags. We're the good guys. We're going to go on doing what we're doing here to save this country and help Americans out. You keep doing what you're doing, which is the criminal deception and lying to the American people. So we're almost there, folks, and I think DeSantis is now really, to me, starting to make leaps and bounds over even Donald Trump as we move towards the midterms and into the next presidential election. But there's a candidate Trump endorsed, Blake Masters, who understands this. Now, they're lying about what happened at this event. A deranged leftist showed up to protest at a Blake Masters event, and here's the video of that, and I'll tell you what really happened and how he was lied about in the media, but here's the video. And so a deranged leftist went to a Blake Masters event and started causing trouble. And he shoved a woman. And so, of course, the media said they attacked Blake Masters, and they said, oh, look, Blake Masters attacked 73-year-old man. Wow, Blake Masters is such a bad guy. Well, turns out they got it wrong again. Actually, that 73-year-old man was a sex offender. He's a sex offender. And he actually shoved a elderly woman before anything happened. So, yeah, the media lied about Blake Masters. They got it wrong again. Blake Masters doesn't care what lying, corrupt, criminal Democrats say. He doesn't care about the mainstream media. Good for Blake Masters for protecting an innocent old lady from a deranged sexual abuser leftist that tried to crash his event.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Wow. Here we are on this Thursday, June 9th, 2022. And the Democrats are about to have their sham hearings tonight about January 6th, a made-for-TV event, a movie, if you will, almost 2 years in the making. Democrats have done everything they possibly could in the last year and a half to drum up and create as much evidence that they possibly can. They have none, so they have to go through millions of texts and emails and everything from thousands of different individuals, of which I'm sure they'll cherry-pick three or four out of and say, see, look at this, take it totally out of context to prove their point. They'll probably find someone in the Proud Boys, using a racial slur or something like that. They'll say, look, they're racist. And, of course, they scrubbed the thousands of hours of video footage from the Capitol that day that shows it was Antifa breaking into the Capitol, smashing the windows, getting into confrontations with police, breaking down the barriers. Before any Trump supporters went over barriers, it was Antifa that first had that push. But okay, we all know that story. We all know the big lies. We all know everybody that died on January 6th was Trump supporters killed by police. So we can rehash that as much as possible. But imagine that now. You don't have to imagine that juxtaposed with what we just had yesterday, where a Democrat went to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house to assassinate him. So Democrats are having their sham January 6th hearing tonight as Democrats are out in front of Supreme Court Justice's house trying to murder them. And they're telling you that Republicans and Trump and white people are the problem, as they're literally the most violent terrorists in the country. And you know, I don't want to belabor this point because I really need to cover this news sufficiently today. But there's something that needs to be understood about the modern-day Democrat Party. And I'm really not sure where Biden falls into this other than just being a total puppet. I'm really not sure where Pelosi falls into this other than just being a total criminal. But what is actually happening now in the Democrat Party is that violent radical revolutionaries have taken control of the party, and Barack Hussein Obama is the leader. Barack Hussein Obama was influenced by radical communists and terrorists like Kathy Boudin and Bill Ayers. Barack Obama launched his political campaign from the wings of the Weather Underground, a known terrorist group that robbed banks, killed police officers, and burned buildings to the ground. That is the cloth, that is the thread that Barack Obama comes from. And that is now where all the ideology of the Democrat Party is trickling down from. And so that's why you're seeing the Democrats and the liberal left become more anti-American, more communist, more criminal, more terroristic than ever before. That's the Obama effect. That's the Boudin effect. That's the Weather Underground effect. Now, everything I've just said to you is fact, folks. So that needs to be understood. And Obama's really running Biden, I think, or in some way, shape, or form, he is running a lot of the White House policy right now. But so let's come back to where we're at today. Just hours after a Democrat terrorist was arrested outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house, attempting to assassinate a Supreme Court justice, Democrats sent another 100 protesters out in front of Kavanaugh's house and in front of Justice Roberts' house. And that footage is right there on the screen for you. So even after the terrorist gets caught, the Democrat terrorist gets caught after trying to assassinate a Supreme Court justice, the Democrats still go outside of his house and go outside of other Supreme Court justices' house, raising their ruckus, making their threats, and doing their normal activity. Now, can you imagine if on January 7th, 2021, Trump supporters decided to go back to the Capitol? Could you imagine the uproar and the outrage? Of course, Trump supporters left the Capitol that day when they were asked to and told to. But, oh, Democrat terrorist gets caught trying to assassinate a Supreme Court justice. What's the Democrat response? Send more. Send reinforcements. Send backup. Don't stop. Keep up the pressure. And we've got all kinds of examples. Nancy Pelosi calling for violence. Maxine Waters calling for violence. Lori Lightfoot calling for violence. Joe Biden calling for violence. And this is just their own logic. This is just their own words. This is just their own rhetoric. This is just their own activity. But you now live in the America where Democrats are allowed to be openly domestic terrorists and conservatives aren't even allowed to open their mouth. Where you have hundreds of political prisoners being held by the Democrat Party right now just for a political stunt ruining people's lives as they send their own people out to terrorize and murder their political opposition. Who killed Ashley Babbitt? Who killed the Trump supporter in Portland? Who killed the Trump supporter in Denver? Who is James Hodgkinson? See, the Democrat media doesn't make a big thing of these stories, do they? The Democrat media doesn't want you to know about their terrorists. Remember the Waukesha massacre? They buried that. Remember the Tulsa mass shooting? They buried that. Why? Because that's their people. They don't want you to know that their people are violent and radical and terroristic. And unfortunately, we have been warning that this is coming for a long time. I studied psychology. It was actually something that was very interesting to me in college. I really enjoyed it. And I can tell you, I know the psychology of the left. It's dangerous, folks. And I've been warning for months, if not years, the radical leftists that share the roads with us and share restaurants and banks and everything else, share this country with us, they are just one little shove away from going off the deep end and going completely mental and completely psychotic. And what we saw yesterday with the attempted assassination of Brett Kavanaugh is just one example of many and many to come. And then here's some of the rhetoric from the Democrats, like Biden last night with Jimmy Kimmel. Biden predicts mini revolution in November. if SCOTUS overturns Roe versus Wade. Oh, is that insurrection? Oh, no, Democrats are allowed to say whatever they want. Only Trump supporters need to shut their mouths. Poll, nearly half of younger Democrat men think assassinating a politician is okay. Boy, where would they get that idea? Where would they get that idea? Oh, I don't know, Johnny Depp insinuating they assassinate Trump and the New York theater depicting the assassination of Trump night after night after night and Kathy Griffin holding up the decapitated Trump head. Where would the radical terroristic left get this idea that it's okay to assassinate their political opposition? I can't figure it out, I guess. And then, as the Democrats are sending their terrorists to the Supreme Court Justice's house, they're also blocking bills providing additional security for Supreme Court justices. Yes, not even kidding you. Democrats send a terrorist to Brett Kavanaugh's house to kill him. Republicans propose legislation that we send extra security to Supreme Court Justice's house because an assassin just went to one of them, and Democrats say, and they block that bill, and then they send 100 more radical leftists out to Supreme Court Justice's house. What more do you need to know about these people? How much further must they go?
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mini revolution in November. SCOTUS overturns Roe vs. Wade. And what would that mini revolution look like? Democrat terrorists assassinating Supreme Court justices like they tried yesterday? Poll: nearly half of young Democrat men think assassination is okay. This is not your father's Democrat Party. This is Obama's Democrat Party. Radical, raging, communist, anti-American revolutionaries that want to burn this country to the ground. Democrats block bill providing additional security for Supreme Court justices. Imagine how evil the Democrats are. They lie about the Supreme Court justices. They then publish and promote their private addresses. They then send their protesters, violent protesters, to their private addresses. One attempts to kill a Supreme Court justice, and then they block the bill to have extra security there, and they also want to disarm civilians. Yeah, they want to be able to come kill whoever they want at their house whenever they want to. That's what it's all about. Why do you think they want to disarm civilians and disarm police? So that when they want to kill their political opposition, they can do it with no resistance whatsoever. Which, yes, your assumption is correct there. They do want to kill their political opposition. And so, we've got all kinds of clips here. In fact, we have the Chuck Schumer clip. I don't know if it's on my list today, but we should probably play that one again, too. But here's Nancy Pelosi. This is only a month ago. This was only a month ago. Here is Nancy Pelosi on MSNBC encouraging people to influence the Supreme Court. Clip two.
I think a right now crisis for a lot of women in this country. What do we do for them right now?
Yes, I think we have. I think you're absolutely right. We have to be have a clarity in what this draft decision means so that the final decision doesn't go that far. The Chief Justice has said this is authentic, but it is not final. I don't want to use the word authentic. It is real, but not final. So, again, Lincoln said public sentiment is everything. With it, you can accomplish almost anything. Without it, nothing. And women just have to weigh in. I don't think there's a good outcome here, but I think there's a better outcome than what we have seen in the first draft, which is radical.
But this is, I think, a right now.
And then, I don't know where it is in my stack here. You've got Lori Lightfoot. Guys, I sent you the tweet. I can't find it in my stack, but Lori Lightfoot literally said, it's time for a call to arms over Roe vs. Wade. A call to arms. Now look, do I believe that Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or Lori Lightfoot can be held criminally responsible for a deranged lunatic who obviously took their advice and went to try to kill Brett Kavanaugh? No. No, I believe that they have a right to free speech. But you see, if they're going to say that Donald Trump Sr. and Donald Trump Jr. and Alex Jones calling for peace on January 6th is violence, then Democrats calling for violence and then violence happening is certainly terroristic. But let's not forget Chuck Schumer. Let's not forget old Chucky Schumer and his threats to Kavanaugh as well.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Yeah, you won't know what hit you. It'll be a Democrat pulling the trigger and a bullet. That's what'll hit you. Man, oh man. Man, oh man. So, we had the clip of Ron DeSantis earlier starting to understand his... Hey, we don't care what you say about us anymore. You can print hit pieces on me all day long. I don't care. And here's Lori Lightfoot. To my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms. Call to arms? What? Thought you wanted to disarm us. Do you think the guy that tried to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh, do you think he read that Lori Lightfoot tweet? Do you think he took that to heart and went out and tried to commit a political assassination because Lori Lightfoot's tweet? Will there be an investigation? Will there be hearings? Will there be end-to-end, wire-to-wire news coverage? Of course not. It's a Democrat. But see, it's not just understanding. It's time to quit caring what these crooks, criminals, liars, deceivers think about us. It's also time to have the understanding. And this is not a new phenomenon, folks. This has been the case for a long, long time. To have the understanding that the biggest domestic terror group in this country and the biggest hate group in this country, and probably our country's history, is the Democrat Party. Is the Democrat Party. From the Weather Underground to 60 million aborted babies, there is no more violent, deadly group than the Democrat Party. And now... because of a tragedy that happened where kids died, very sad, which looks more than anything to be a police stand down. I don't know how else you would describe it at this point. Investigations are ongoing. Not that I trust the investigations, but police stand down. Good guy with a gun has to go in. Think about the irony of that. Democrats are calling to take your firearms after the tragedy in Uvalde, but if it wasn't for citizens having a gun, that there could have been 30 dead, 40 dead. If it wasn't for a citizen having a gun, there would have been more bloodshed in Uvalde. Now, that's because of the police stand down. The police didn't go in the building. The police didn't stop the shooting, so a good guy, a citizen with a gun, had to go in and do it himself that he got from a barber shop that happened to have one. So they used this tragedy for their political agenda to disarm the American people. They don't care about the Second Amendment. They'll get rid of the Second Amendment if they can. The Democrats will get rid of all the systems, the checks and balances, the rights. They will get rid of all those systems in this country if they have their way. They'll stack the court. They'll cancel elections. They've already told you, Biden has already said, the Bill of Rights is not absolute. Joe Biden told you the Bill of Rights is not absolute. That's treason. But yet, where is the Republican Party? Have you heard anything from Mitch McConnell? No. Have articles of impeachment been filed against Joe Biden for, you could have 100 different reasons? No. Are Republicans doing big made-for-TV events or big hearings or big shows or anything in front of the Capitol or the Supreme Court or anything? No. No. You've got the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene. You've got Lauren Boebert, you've got Matt Gaetz, you've got Paul Gosar, you've got Rand Paul. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. It's pretty pathetic, isn't it? And yet here we are again, another turn of the calendar, and the fact will remain, the biggest domestic terror group in this country, and the biggest hate group in this country, and the biggest threat to this country is the Democrat Party.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now The fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So Joe Biden can't figure out how to help America, but he spent some time with Jimmy Kimmel last night. By the way, when he was boarding his plane, they shot it in the afternoon. So yeah, people saying, how was Biden able to stay up? Folks, they shot it in the afternoon. It was pre-taped. And when Biden was boarding his plane to go on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, he tripped and fell again. Remember that? Now, I wasn't going to make a big deal out of that because it wasn't as bad as the time he fell four or five times or whatever. He took a little spill, but it wasn't that big of a deal. But he can barely walk. He's got Parkinson's probably and dementia and all kinds of other things. But no, he went on Kimmel, and it's really just sick stuff, isn't it? It's really just sick stuff. But hey, Jimmy Kimmel is a voice mouth. He's a voice box. He's the mouthpiece for the Democrat Party. That's his job. That's how he got the job. He agreed to do to be the spokesperson unofficially for the Democrat Party, hosting a late night show. So yeah, they're going to give him the President of the United States as a big guest. You know, a little scratch
our backs together. And so here's some of those clips. Joe Biden thinks it's funny, or maybe he doesn't even know what's going on. He makes a joke about throwing his political opponents in jail. Yeah, that's real funny, isn't it? As you actually do have political prisoners, Joe. Here it is, clip 17.
Look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Well, I mean, yeah,
not a joke.
And I understand their argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, you know, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you've got to send them to jail, you know. There's that little box.
Oh, Republicans don't play by the rules. Really? We just caught another Democrat stuffing the ballot box in Pennsylvania. So Democrats have been caught in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Michigan, stuffing ballot boxes, cheating in elections. Oh, Republicans don't play it fair. Really, who's censoring the opposition on social media? Oh, Republicans don't play it fair. Did Hunter Biden go to jail when he broke gun laws? No. I mean, just unbelievable lies coming from Joe Biden. And they just sit there, they just clap, and they laugh it off as they're trying to conquer and destroy this country. How does that make you feel? Here's Biden. This is another hilarious one, folks. It's only white people. You only see white people on TV ads. You know that.
There's something to that. Yeah.
No, but I'm serious. You turn on the TV, look at the ads. When's the last time you saw biracial couples on TV? When's the last time you saw the way, I mean, people are selling products. They do ads to sell products. And they sell products when people, they appeal to people. This generation is going to change everything. We just got to make sure we don't give up. There's an ability for us to do everything from increase the access to education, health care. Look what we did in health care.
Yeah, what'd you do in healthcare? It was a complete disaster. But see, he accidentally just told you the agenda. They're targeting children with all their propaganda. They're targeting children with their gun propaganda. They're targeting children with their sex propaganda because that's what Hitler did. Hitler said, "Give me the youth of the nation, I'll rule that nation in 7 years." That's the Democrats. That's Joe Biden taking Hitler's advice. So that's why they target the children with gun control. That's why they target the children to make them gay and everything else, make them sexual deviants, because they want them to inherit the world so that America will be no more and they can have the one world totalitarian authoritarian government that is the pipe dream of authoritarians and sycophants throughout world history. But, oh, yeah, that's the joke is how you only see white people on TV now. Actually, the joke is how you only see black people on TV now. And, the truth is, it's really not even something that is really a big deal, I don't think, other than it's just a cultural phenomenon we're witnessing. But, no, all the corporations want corporate blackface now. That's what they do is they hire a black person to represent their brand because it's all about corporate blackface now. But Biden tells you all you see on TV is white people. Says the white president who's been in office for, what, 700 years now? I mean, Biden might have witnessed the first transaction of slaves, coming from Africa here. Biden probably was a part of that. He may have purchased a couple. And now listen to this. Biden claims that we have the best economy in the world. Listen to this.
Here's where we are. We have the fastest growing economy in the world. The world. The world.
Sorry, one more time, Joe.
This makes sense is why.
Here's where we are. We have the fastest growing economy in the world. The world. The world. Here's where we are. We have the fastest growing economy in the world.
Really?
The world.
We have the fastest growing economy in the world, according to Joe Biden. Wow, fastest growing economy in the world. Where? What is he? What planet does he live on? What metrics? What data? What proof? What evidence does he have of that? Americans are suffering, actually. I've got a whole stack of news on how Americans are suffering and the economy is suffering. But then Joe Biden just says, best economy in the world, best economic recovery in history, Jack. What an unmitigated, unfazed liar Joe Biden is. And Jimmy Kimmel just sits right up there and takes it. And then here's one more from Joe Biden on Jimmy Kimmel last night on clip 28.
This makes sense is why it doesn't make sense and why it seems so crazy and that we have so many problems and that maybe it's just that Americans aren't as knowledgeable as they should be. Or maybe
no,
there's
Democrats.
A Death Star pumping false information into our
Fox,
brains.
That's
right?
CNN.
Yeah. Or maybe it's always been this way. And I mean, here in L.A., what, like, you know, a small fraction of people voted in the primary yesterday. And then everybody wants to complain about everything. And it's just, it's enough already. And I think you need to start yelling at people is really what
I
think.
Well, here's what I think. Look.
Or maybe shooting them, after all. We're Democrats.
The impact the pandemic has had on people. It has had enormous impact. Negative impact.
Fake pandemic.
Think of just your kids. How many of them got to go to a prom? How many had a graduation?
Yeah, because of you, because of Democrats.
How much has changed in terms of the relationships between people and how they interact with one another? So much has changed. And we need, Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, talks about the need for significant mental health proposals.
Yeah, liberalism is a mental disorder, I agree.
Feeling, not knowing where they're going, not knowing how to respond, not knowing how to act.
Just stunning stuff, isn't it? Just incredible stuff there. I don't even know how to respond. You know, it's just everything they say is a lie. I mean, Jimmy, did it feel good to sell your soul to the Democrats? How much are they paying you, man? Is it worth it? Was your soul worth it to become the mouthpiece for these scumbag liars? But see, Joe Biden says, oh, look at how much we suffered in COVID, the fake pandemic. Folks, forget about that. They want to end America. Forget about everything that was lost during COVID. They're going to end America. The Biden boom. Oh my gosh. But you know, Joe Biden and Jimmy Kimmel going on national TV telling you it's the greatest economy ever. How do you think Americans are going to feel about that who can't even afford to fill their tank, can't even afford to put food on the table? How do you think they're going to feel about that? So it's not a good thing. But keep lying, Democrats. Keep doing what you do. And you're just going to become more and more unpopular. And you'll have to steal the midterms more than you even stole the presidential election. So, but look, folks, we know that there are serious food shortages coming or serious price increases coming with the inflation. That's why we launched our new site. Where did it go? Here. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods and preparedness gear ready to ship and in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness items. PrepareToday.com, ladies and gentlemen. The Biden economic collapse is upon us. Get yourself prepared in case the Biden economic collapse gets worse.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Democrats are collapsing America. Go to preparetoday.com to be ready for it. And isn't it amazing how with the Uvalde shooting, it's the gun's fault, but in the Kenosha situation where Kyle Rittenhouse defended his life against violent criminals, it was his fault. Isn't that amazing? Liberal logic. It's not logic. It's propaganda. How do you know? Because it can't be applied universally. It's the easiest test to find out whether it's logic or propaganda. Can it be applied universally? If not, it's propaganda. It's liberalism. Here are some of the laws that passed in the House last night. They got an uphill battle in the Senate, but if they get even one of these passed, it'll be bad for America. U.S. House of Representatives votes to criminalize disassembling, cleaning, and reassembling your gun without a firearm manufacturer's license. What? What? That is insanity. You can't clean your gun. You can't take apart and reassemble your gun unless you have a license. What? That doesn't even make any sense. Not to mention it's dangerous not to clean your firearm. Passed in the House. Makes no sense at all. They also passed bills that said you have to have some sort of a storage for your firearm. Your magazine cannot be in your firearm. So remember, they passed laws, like, for example, how if you're in your vehicle, some states you cannot have a loaded gun and you cannot even have the gun next to the ammo. It has to be completely separately stored. Oh, okay, so criminal comes to rob your car, rob you at gunpoint. You're going to say, excuse me, sir,
I have a gun legally stashed in my glove compartment, locked away, as the law says, and my magazine with my ammo is in the back of my trunk. Would you mind just holding right there while I unlock my glove compartment and then go into my trunk and load my weapon so that I can defend myself against you right now? Would you mind that? That's insanity, but that's the law. That's what we're doing right now. Now they're doing the same thing in your house. Or at least that's what they want to do. Oh, criminal comes into your house with a gun to murder you or rape your wife or steal your stuff, torture your kids. He's got a gun and you say, oh, sir, I noticed you have a gun and you're about to rape my wife and kill my kids. I have my legally stashed gun in a safe over there. Do you mind if I go get my gun out of its safe? And I'm not allowed to keep my magazine in the gun anymore either, or keep the gun loaded. So I'm going to have to go to my other storage case to load it. Do you mind waiting here for 5 to 10 minutes while I get my firearm ready to defend you, defend me against you, and defend my family against you? That's how it'll work, right? Oh, yes, this is what you're seeing on screen. That's illegal now. No. Don't think about cleaning your weapon. That's illegal now. It's insanity. It doesn't stop anything. It's not going to stop a school shooting. It's not going to stop a mass shooting. It's not going to stop a crime. It's all pandering. It's all lunacy. It's all Democrats taking advantage of a tragedy, nitpicking away at our Second Amendment rights. You want to stop school shootings? The answer is simple. Put well-trained armed guards at schools. We may not like that solution, but it's the only one that's going to work. Stopping people from having access to a firearm readily available in their house to defend themselves and their family has no impact on school shootings whatsoever. Oh, but see, we're doing something. We're doing something. They're also trying to ban any magazines that hold more than 15 rounds of ammunition, so that's like half of the firearms are now going to be illegal. All in response to a mass shooting that they say they just want to prevent another one, but yet they're not doing anything to prevent another one. Incredible, isn't it? Thomas Massie, one of the good ones. They said the quiet part out loud. They don't just want to ban assault weapons. They want to ban all semi-automatic rifles. This is the official House Democrats Twitter. It says, semi-automatic rifles are weapons of war. Refusing to act and save lives in this moment is an immoral abandonment of our constitutional duty. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Democrats talking about morals? You kill millions of babies. Democrats talking about morals. Oh, spare me. Spare me, please. And I got news for you. Yes, weapons of war actually is what the Second Amendment is about. Sorry, I know you don't like to hear that and you lie about it, but no, it is. So, yes, Democrats, they just want to take it all. And they are trying to raise the age to purchase a firearm to 21. To 21. So you can vote when you're 18, you can go serve and die for your country when you're 18, but you can't have a Second Amendment right? And Democrats say it's their constitutional duty to remove the Second Amendment? Amazing. Amazing. The Democrat lunacy doesn't stop. This is from the Chicago Sun-Times. You've never seen something more ridiculous. Restrict guns for the same reason as child porn. What? What? Folks, that's a real story. Neil Steinberg, Chicago Sun-Times. Restrict guns for the same reason as child porn. You're comparing the Second Amendment and guns to child porn? You might be a pedophile. You might be a pervert. If you went and looked at his internet history, if you went and looked at his hard drive, you think you'd find anything? Restrict guns for the same reason as child porn? You've lost your mind. Only a liberal. But what about porn? What about child porn? Twitter refused to remove child porn because they say it didn't violate their policies. According to a lawsuit, wow. Twitter refused to take down widely shared pornographic images and videos of teenage sex trafficking victims because an investigation didn't find a violation of Twitter's policies. That's nice. Isn't that sweet? Trump's not allowed on Twitter. I'm not allowed on Twitter. The truth isn't allowed on Twitter. But child porn? Good. Good for Twitter. Must be a Democrat Party platform. Who do you think lobbied Twitter to keep child porn up there? I don't know. Maybe somebody should ask Joe Biden that. How does gun control work exactly in Nigeria, though? Very strict gun control laws. Over 50 parishioners, including children, killed in violent satanic mass shooting inside Catholic Church in Nigeria. At least 50 dead, including many children. St. Francis Catholic Church in Nigeria. Very strict gun laws. Some of the strictest you can have. And it did not stop this mass murder. Oh, but Democrats say it doesn't happen anywhere else. Oh, it never happens anywhere else. Oh, really? I believe there's like 7 or 8 countries that have more gun crimes than America. So they just lie about that. House Democrats propose 1,000% tax increase on quote-unquote assault weapons. Again, there is no, what is an assault weapon? I mean, brass knuckles could be an assault weapon. No, it's just guns. They want a 1,000% increase on guns. Well, that works for them. That way, all of them, and with all of their money, can still have access to firearms, but you can't. You see, that's what it's all about. Matthew McConaughey wants to take your guns, but he has armed security. Nancy Pelosi wants to take your guns, but she has armed security. Joe Biden wants to take your guns, but he has armed security. How is it they never have to answer these questions? How is it they never have to, or never challenged on this hypocrisy, never challenged on this double standard? Like, hey, you keep talking about how guns are the problem, but I notice you're followed around by armed security. Why is that? Well, of course, you know what they would say. Remember Lori Lightfoot? Well, I'm more important than you. I get to go out and get my hair done during a pandemic when I shut everyone else's business down because I'm more important than you. I can't wait till this actually comes up because it's going to. It's inevitable. All these Democrats calling for gun control, someone's going to finally ask them, it's going to happen, hey, you keep calling for gun control followed around by armed security, are you going to have your armed security turn its guns into? Well, of course not, I'm more important than you. Cannot wait for that to come out of a Democrat's mouth, and you know it's going to happen. You know it's inevitable, and you know that that's their response. And I can't wait till that day comes, because then you can look at the Democrat voter and the liberal and say, okay, do you believe that politicians are above you? And then they'll probably say yes. And then they will probably go ahead and just say yes and admit that they're slaves at that point. Pregnant woman used AR-15 to drop armed robber attacking her 11-year-old daughter. Oh, but you don't need an AR-15. You don't need a gun. And it's too bad that Democrats didn't have their laws in place, because if Mrs. King had her rifle stored in a safe and separated from her magazine, it probably would have taken about 5 minutes for her to assemble all that to defend her daughter. But luckily, those insane laws were not in place in Florida, and she was able to save her daughter's life and her own life. But probably would have had an 11-year-old dead or raped if Democrat laws went into place. Naperville cop fatally shoots hatchet-wielding man during traffic stop. Guy comes at him with a hatchet, tries to kill him, pulls his gun, and stops that wild man from killing him. But hey, you know what? We should probably just get rid of all the guns.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.